You've heard me say it numerous times. You might even be tired of hearing me say it, but it's such an important point. Expressed most recently by our friend and theologian Catherine Tanner, God is seeking to give everything that is God to everything that is not God. I've said that a lot. I hope it feels familiar and rolls around in your head because it's important. It's actually a very important theological statement. One of the things that the statement says is that God, being eternal, being immortal, God has endless storehouses to give to us of grace. That's one of the things that is so. But that's not the whole story, because it is also the case that this is who God is, the one who self-donates, the one who gives of self. And so it's not just that God has eternal stores of grace to give us, but that God is actually doing God, being most godlike, by giving away. It is the nature of God to give. So God is always giving. Now, that means that because God is being God by giving away, there's no diminishment in who God is by God giving continually of the divine self. That's who God is, one who gives continually. And so God is always being God. So there's no diminishment when God gives. No diminishment, not just because of an immortal, eternal storehouse of graces, but because that's who God is. It's very difficult to articulate that truth in our own words, in our own language. But God is being God by giving away. And so that's an important point. I believe that there are things that we can give in which the giving does not create a diminishment. And I believe that many of the things that we can give in which the giving does not create a diminishment actually participate in this dynamic of God giving away all that is God to everything that is not God. And we as God's people are asked to participate in that flow of grace. And we know that we're participating when we see ourselves giving and not being diminished. Now, I don't know about you, but my bank account is not such a thing, right? If I gave all my money away, I'd have trouble paying this month's bills. But there is a level of giving at which I'm really giving deeply and experiencing that sense of that giving building me and the church up. That's the kind of giving that participates in God who gives everything that is God to everything that is not God. The same is true in today's readings. In today's readings, we encounter two things that we give without diminishment and participate in the flow of God's eternal self-giving. The first thing that we can give without diminishment is peace. We can give peace. And when we give peace, it increases our peace too. If we are agents of peace in the world around us, the more we create peace around us, the more peace we all have. So that when we give peace, it's just like God giving God's self to us. It doesn't diminish. It doesn't diminish us. We're not giving from a limited storehouse when we give peace. Our world needs that these days. We need a lot of peace-giving. How can we disagree with people in peace instead of disagreeing with them in anger and hatred and violence? How might we give peace? It is fascinating to me that in his missionary instructions, Jesus doesn't say, now I want you to go give peace, and this is how you do it, and this is where you find the peace, and this is what you do to give peace away. He assumes everyone has peace to give. He just says, go into a town and give them peace, offer them peace. And if they don't accept it, it's all right. It'll come back to you. It'll rest on you. It won't go away. You're not diminished if people accept your peace, and you're not diminished if people reject your peace. It's okay. You have peace to give. Peace, like God's self-giving, is something that we can give away without diminishing ourselves. That's an important clue about the divine work in our lives. The other clue is Jesus says, proclaim, the kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God has come near. The more we tell people, look, the kingdom of God is near. It's right here. It's like the tile under my feet and under your feet. The kingdom of God is near. It's that close. And the more that we help people see the kingdom of God close to them, the better we get at seeing the kingdom of God close to everybody, including ourselves. It is a giving that has no self-diminishment. It's an important kind of giving. The better we are and the more we help others see the kingdom close at hand, the more full our lives will be with God. The story of Naaman the Syrian is a wonderful example of this. I love this story. Naaman is someone who has a very hierarchical worldview. And he realized, as someone with a skin disease, that he needed to rise to the highest social level he could, given his condition, in order to offset the social awkwardness that his skin condition gives him. So he had a gift for being a military man and became the greatest general in his country. And that helped to offset some of the social outcast quality of his skin disease. But not entirely. Certainly not enough. And what's interesting is he hears from a servant, somebody low, not somebody high up, somebody low. And he hears from the servant girl, the servant to his wife, not even his own servant, that there's a way he could find healing. And to his credit, he listens to that voice, even though it comes from a low, low social strata. And he ends up going to Elisha, and Elisha doesn't even come out of his tent. And I think that's fascinating. One of the things that we say about prophets is that a prophet sees spiritually what's going on. A prophet cuts through the surface appearance of things and sees the heart of the matter and addresses that. So Elisha sees that Naaman's problem is he doesn't get that the kingdom of God is as close as the grass under his feet, that the kingdom of God is found in simple things, that the kingdom of God is so close we can spot it everywhere, and we don't need to climb social ladders, and we don't need to be people of power and importance. in order to find the kingdom of God. And Elisha must know at some level that Naaman has the possibility of learning that. After all, he listened to his wife's servant. And that's how he ended up there. So Naaman gives him a push, or Elisha gives Naaman a push, pushes him by not coming out of the house, by not treating him as an important guest, by sending out another servant who says, go dunk 7 times in the tiny, muddy Jordan River. And Naaman is tempted to be angry, and he is angry, and he's tempted to go away, grumbling. There are bigger, cleaner rivers in Damascus. What's this about? Why didn't he come out and see me and pray over me? But again, he listens to his servants. That's the key. That's the key to his transformation. His servants say to him, if he told you something difficult, you'd have gone and you'd have done it. You'd have done it bravely. You'd have done it like you've done every military campaign. You'd have overcome the challenges and been successful. Why not do something simple? Why not? And so he does. And then the part of the story that continues on after what we heard today, he comes back to the tent. He comes back to Elisha's tent, and this time Elisha comes out to meet him, and he's got it. And you know he's got it because he asks for dirt. This guy who comes with camel loads of silver and gold and silk clothing and all the rest of it asks Elisha for dirt. He understands. He says, I want some dirt from God's land to take home with me to stand on and pray. Because I get it. God is so close that God shows up in the simplest of things, like a muddy river, a servant's voice, the land and its dirt. Talk about learning that the kingdom of God has come near. Naaman learns it. He gets it. Elisha helped him understand the kingdom of God has come near. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful story. And that's the challenge for us, is to go out and look at our own lives and look at the world around us and to actively look for God at work in the simple things. And then show it to people. Because the fact that the kingdom of God has come near is something that we can give away. And the giving away is without diminishment, just like God giving God's self is without divine diminishment. We're asked to give like God gives. And to notice those places where the giving actually builds the other person up and builds us up too. Because that's a kind of giving that is exactly like the way that God gives graces. God is being God, doing God, by giving away. And the giving affirms who God is and blesses us. That's the nature of divine self-giving. And we're asked to participate in that. And one of the easiest ways that we spot it is by noticing things that we can give away that don't diminish us either. Because the God we serve and the God we imitate and work with is the God who is continually seeking to give everything that is God to everything that is not God.